you would never use a gun like that?
I don't think I would.
And you might say in a dangerous situation, a person, what, to be careful? A person
needs to be careful, okay, or should be careful.
And you might tell a child, you're not doing what you, what to do.
Should do.
Okay, or not using the word should, you say, you're not doing what you
need to do.
Okay. Supposed to.
Would you ever say belongs, what you ought to do, or
yes, I've
belongs
heard it.
To do
what you ought to do.
Okay, and say if a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
should not have done.
Or using the word ought, you say, I bet he did something he
ought not have done, I guess.
Okay, and someone says, will you do that? You say, no, I
will not.
Or a contraction of that, no, I
won't.
And say if someone asks you if you'll be able to do some work next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
will try.
Or I might. Would you ever say might, could?
I could if I can.
Might, could. I don't know. It don't sound right. I don't think I would.
Okay. Talking about kinds of animals. The kind of bird that can see in the dark.
An owl?
Okay. What do you call that little owl?
Just an owl, I guess.
Do you ever hear squinch owl or screech owl or chevron owl?
Uh-huh. Squeech owl.
Uh-huh. What about the big owl?
A hoo owl?
Okay. Do you ever hear any superstitions about owls? Did, you know, if you heard an owl crying, if someone was going to die or anything like that?
No, I never. Not that I can recall.
What about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker?
Okay. What about the big one?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear any other names for woodpecker?
Pecker wood.
Okay. Who would say that?
I just heard it somewhere.
Do you ever hear the word peckerwood used about people? Call somebody a peckerwood?
Yeah, I've heard
I never.
I used to do that when I was a little kid.
What would it mean?
Well, it's just an expression.
Just teasing somebody or something?
Mm-hmm. This is an expression of some kind.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, you know, they, the neighbors, you know, they would say, you white pet.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that. You just use it for an expression.
What about a kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell?
Skunk.
Any other name for him?
Polecat.
Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
It sounded to me like the same thing.
Okay. Say some animals have been coming and getting the chickens. What general name would you have for animals that come and get chickens?
Possum.
A rat or a possum.
But just a general name for any of those kind of animals.
A pest.
Okay. What about varm?
Varmint?
Uh-huh. Did you use that word much?
I'd rather call him a pest.
Okay. What does varmint mean? What kind of animal would...
Must be some kind of pesty animal.
Uh-huh. And a kind of bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees.
A coon?
Or even in the city, you see this small little thing about this big.
Squirrel?
Uh-huh. What different kinds of squirrels do people have, or do they have around here?
I don't know.
I've heard of different kinds of little squirrels. They got the little bitty ones.
Oh, they have a flying squirrel.
Uh-huh. Are there different colors, the squirrels?
Yes. They have a black squirrel, and they have the red fox squirrel, and they have the gray squirrel.
Uh-huh. Which is the biggest